Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are gearing up for the big event, Running of the Chihuahuas 15, happening on Saturday, May 4th. We're going to have so much fun at the First Horizon Pavilion. Everybody's coming on out, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, the vodka for dog people, and benefiting the Humane Educational Society. But of course, you can't have a big race without tiny racers. And I'm on the phone right now with Anna Nelson. She has Oliver signed up for the race. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We are super excited about this event. I can only assume that you are. Is this your first running of the Chihuahuas, or have you done it previously?
This will be our second running of the Chihuahuas.
Okay, our second running of the Chihuahuas. So Oliver already has one under his belt.
Yes, and he won his first race last year and did not win his second race to continue.
Okay, so. All right, fair enough. Yeah, there's a handful of races that you kind of have to get through to get to the finals. Did you guys have a good time nonetheless? I mean, you signed up again, so I can only assume.
Yes, we had a great time.
Excellent. Well, very cool. Let's talk about Oliver a little bit, because he has actually quite the story. It says here in his write-up that you actually run your own clinic, and he kind of came into your life and kind of he's had a tough life. He's struggled a little bit, and now he's doing okay. But tell us Oliver's story and what we should know about him.
I do. I'm actually a veterinary assistant at Colbert Carr Watson Animal Clinic in Rome, Georgia, and he came in as a very emaciated, very sick little boy, and his owners could not take care of him, but they wanted to do what was best for him, so they took home some medications, and he was not able to get better with those medications, so they brought him back a couple days later to put him to sleep. And we couldn't let him be put to sleep, so we had them sign him over to us. And after that, we did some blood work and found out that he is actually a juvenile diabetic, which is very rare in dogs. And we got him feeling better, and he was up for adoption up until the beginning of this year, and now he has found his forever home with me.
Yeah, you were like, you know what? I will take Oliver and make him part of my life.
Yes, he's a spunky little boy. If anyone knows him, he bunny hops, and he's just the cutest little thing in the world. So.
Yes. We're going to post up a bunch of pictures, too, on our website at hits96.com so people can go and see all of the cute pictures that is Oliver. Let's talk about maybe some of his likes and dislikes. Does he have any favorite toys? Does he have any favorite hobbies? What does Oliver like to do?
He likes to fight with a monster that lives under the covers. Okay. That is his favorite pastime. He thinks that it is the best thing in the world, and it is his job to destroy whatever lives under the covers. He also likes to snuggle under the covers. When he is worn out and tired, he has to get under the covers and sleep with you. And he has cat friends and dog friends, and he loves to play with all of them.
Excellent. So he gets well with other animals, gets along well.
He does, yes.
How old would you say Oliver is? Is there a rough estimate of how old he is?
We think he is about 2 years old now.
About 2 years old. Have you learned anything in your previous race that you're going to bring to this race? I don't want you to let the cat out of the bag necessarily, but have any strategies come to mind now after doing it once?
Well, we've been practicing. We have some fellow racers that are coming with us, and then he's got his favorite treat. So he will, since he's a diabetic, he doesn't always get to eat treats, but it's a special day, so he'll get to eat extra snacks that day.
Yes, sounds great. It is a special day, and a little added incentive does go a long way for these pups. And yes, that's kind of, for people that don't know, a little inside baseball that the racers or the owners of the racers are able to carry some treats on them or anything, special toys, all types of different things to kind of incentivize them a little bit more to cross that finish line before the others. So, Anna, thank you so much for signing up, Oliver. Thank you for, once again, being a part of Running of the Chihuahuas. We appreciate you doing that 2 years in a row. We wish Oliver the best of luck, and we'll see you on Saturday, May the 4th, at Running the Chihuahuas 15.
All right, thank you so much.